that love of the Lord. Let's lift up our hands to the Lord. That God, I bring down the love of the Lord into my heart, into my soul, into my spirit. This love will not elude me. This love will be real in my life. This love will be activated in me. I will live this love of God out into my life. Look at that wording of that song. There is no mountain that God will not climb in order to come after you. There is no shadow that I will not tear down. God, I drink your love today. Father, I soak into your love. Lord, I take to your love, oh God, today, that this will be real in my life. This will be activated in my life. That everything that I do, oh God, I touch, will radiate your love. Will show your presence, oh God, all over me. I will carry the aura of your presence wherever I go, that your love will be seen, that God loves me. He has made me. He has molded me. He's taking me to my higher ground. The Lord's love will be real in my life. Love of God, be real into me. Real in my heart, in my soul, in my body. No sickness will come my way. No evil will come my way. No bad thing will come my way. I drink and soak myself into the love of God. Love of God in my home. Love of God in my endeavors. Love of God, love of God, love of God. This reckless love of God, the overwhelming God, love of God, soak into me. Yes, soak into me. I soak into my body, in my soul, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this love. Father, we appreciate you for this love. Thank you for this Lord that has brought us salvation. Thank you for this Lord that has brought us to this household. Thank you, Lord, for this Lord that has brought us to this mountain. Lord, we are on Mount Zion. Father, we are on Mount Zion. We are the numberless angels. Ah, this time, oh God, we say, Lord, open your heavens. Oh Lord, release these angels. Let them begin to run errands unto us. Let them take charge and bring blessings unto us. As your people, oh God, because of your love, your overwhelming love, in Jesus' name. Father, we take to your word this morning. We say, Father, release your unction unto us. Release your unction unto us. We hide ourselves behind the cross, pleading the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, with this blood, Father, Lord, we so high, oh God, to your presence. That Father, let your mighty hand drop down. Let your mighty hand come down. Let your light of countenance, oh God, shine all of us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Shall we be seated? Good morning once again. We are welcome to this household of faith. We appreciate God for our life. Thank him for his life, the gift of life in our hearts. We want to thank God for this moment. And more importantly, we thank the leadership of this church. Appreciate God in their lives. We thank God for this opportunity. And I say the Lord will not cease proclaiming his name, his might, and his love in our midst, in Jesus' name. This morning, I want us to climb for everybody. Just clap our hands to everything that we have done this morning in this church. Yes, right from workers' prayer meeting to session after worship and then to the choir. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you. Brethren, I want us to key into the trend. Key into this chain of move of God. Chain of move of God. And be here alive with God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I have in my heart to share with us this morning, overcoming your Midianites. Overcoming your Midianites. Let's open our Bibles to Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. I'm just turning it around in my heart if I should read 1 to 16 or whatever. But even if I read this, we'll just be, you know, intermittently referring to it because we have other Bible portions. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. So it was, when Israel had sown, Midianites will come up. Also Amalekites and the people of East will come up against them. Then they will encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. Judges 6, we are now in verse 5. For they will come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. Both they and their camels were without number, and they will enter the land to destroy it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, "Thus says the Lord of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you and gave you their land. And I said to you," verse 10, that's a large verse, "I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, for you have not obeyed my voice." Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Brethren, we have read that portion, but where the Lord wants us to see, I pray that he will see it in Jesus' name. He's talking about the Midianites in the land of the Israelites, in the heart or life of the Israelites. What did they stand for? They stood for frustration. They stood for oppression. In the life of Israelites, Midianite destroyed every of their harvest. Midianite destroyed their confidence. Midianite took away everything good in the life of Israelites. This morning, I don't know who your own Midianite is. I don't know what your own Midianite is. I don't know that frustrating thing. I don't know that oppressing thing. I don't know what that toiling in your life has been that you want to, that you want, you know, that you have been laying and not removing, trying to fight and whatever in your life. I don't know. That is the Midianite we're talking about. That is the Midianite that fought, you know, that almost snuffed life out of the Israelites. But the Lord is telling us, he said, "I am your God." That's what he told them. That's what he told them. The Israelites will sow, you know, in order, and by the time they are to, you know, harvest their crops, that's the time they will bring their chariots. They will bring everything to now tread it down, to destroy it. They remove the confidence that Israelites had on their mind. They remove everything called happiness. They remove everything called joyfulness. They remove all their comforts. All their comforts. They remove it from their life. This morning we're going to pray and read the Word and study the Word God or share. So this morning, as you're thinking about it, I don't know what you're thinking about. That is anything causing me to be intimidated? Is anything causing me to be so timid that I could not even raise my head again? That I cannot even stand in the congregation of the, you know, of the people, that this is me. What is that thing? That's the Midianite. And the Lord has a word for you today. Praise the Lord. No limitation will come your way. No Midianite will take away the joy of God from my heart. Nothing of Midianite will work for me. They cannot hide my potentials. That's what you begin to tell God. And you tell yourself this morning. And that's what God is telling us. So I want us to rise on our feet. We just confess a few things. Sorry, we'll be confessing and we'll be sitting down. We have come to worship God. You know, in the morning, we talk about this. He said, maybe you just pat down your face and you are smiling, but there is something underneath. So this morning, you want to declare it to yourself that every Midianite power, we said it in the power, that every darkness, this is another one. Every Midianite power holding me bound, tying me, relegating me, you know, standing as stagnation on my way. I rise in the name of Jesus and I destroy your hold. Today I reject you. Can you just say it to the Lord? Voice it out to yourself. He said, you have not, but you have not obeyed my voice. That is the voice of the Lord coming to you this morning. He said, every Midianite power in form of whatever, I don't know your name. I don't know what that name can mean to you in my work, in my home, in my heart, in my spiritual life. Yes, in my academics. Oh, you Midianites, holding me bound. Oh, you Midianites, I want to tie me from the joy of the Lord. Oh, you stagnation, bad dream, negative dream, spiritual or financial bankruptcy, whatever, I terminate your hold. I bring you to naught this morning. I bring the judgment of the Lord upon you. I'm no longer with you. I'm not for you. I'm not for you. Today, go away from me. Today, go. I reject you, stagnation. I reject you, limitation. In the name of Jesus. Jesus has come to set me free. Jesus has come to set me free. I receive the freedom of the Lord. I condemn every Midianite power. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you power that want to kill my potential, that is taking away the joy of God from me, I reject you. I don't want to tread down every of my produce. That is treading down every of my produce, every of my harvest. I rise up with the might of the Lord this morning and I destroy you. I destroy you. In the name of Jesus, my profiting will be revealed by the Lord. My harvest will stay with me. I will not toil in vain. I will walk and my fruits will I have. All my efforts will lead to productivity of every good kind. In the name of Jesus. I will walk, I will labor, and I will have the fruit of it. In the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Shall we be seated? But where we're going exactly is that overcoming my Midianite, overcoming your Midianite. How did they overcome? If you were able to read further, you know, God showed himself to them. But God did not just show himself. And that is where we're going. Have you realized that there are Midianites around you? Have you recognized it? Do you even know it at all? Maybe you just, hey, maybe that's how they do it. And you are pampering such. Or you are rubbing such, you know, patting it at the back. Or you have come to know it. That you, I reject you. This is not what God has formed for me. This is not the word of God to me. And so I reject you. Do you know what they did? Let's quickly open to that same church, Judges. Judges chapter 6. Verse 7. Let's start from 6. 6, it says, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites. Have you cried it unto God? Have you cried to God because of one thing or the other? Have you told yourself that this one, I'm not taking it? In crying, do you know what we do? These are the things that I want us to see. Let's quickly open our Bible to Psalm 84. Psalms 84. Verses 1 to 2. Psalm 84.
84.
How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. In crying to God, you seek the Lord. You long for the presence of the Most High God. You desire Him. That own God, it's only you that I can come unto. You curse your soul, you lift your soul. Your everything, even your flesh, you used to cry out to the living God. Have you seen Him as the living God? Have you ever saw this God crying with the whole of your being? That's what the psalmist did here. He cried unto God. And when you look at it, what happened? We'll leave that one to another time. Let's open to Psalm 90. Psalms 90. They cried unto God. 1, verses 1 and 2. He said, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Remember, when God was to talk to them, He gave them the chronicle of their movement. From Egypt, how He took them out and everything and everything. But now when they started crying, how did they take it back from God? What did they tell God? They went back to tell God, right from verse 1. God, you have been my dwelling place. I have no other God. It is you that I've come unto. God, in all generations, you have been God. You have been crying to God, you cause God to know that you don't have any other place to go. And so, He makes Himself that before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth. That is, before that problem, before the Midianites, before any other thing will come, God, you have formed the earth. You have been God. Before the earth or anything in the world. He now says, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. In crying to God, brethren, you raise the altar of the Lord. In crying to God, you raise the altar of the Most High God. You let Him know that He is the Lord. He remains God. Come what may. He formed the earth, He formed you yourself. Even that thing that is roaring, that is thundering, He formed that. He was before such. And so you are making Him to be God. You are exalting His holy name before that. That is God. And in crying to God, what else do you do? Shall we quickly open to Psalm 91? Psalms 91. He said, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Where do you turn to? When you are facing your own Midianites. The psalmist is telling us that why they cry to God. He went into the secret place of the Lord. It's in the secret place of God that you will find Him. He can't be found elsewhere. You find God in His secret place. Seek God. Why you cry? Why they were crying? They sought for the secret place of the Lord. And they didn't just get there. They saw Him to be their refuge. Their only source. They found Him to be the fortress. And not only that, they've told Him that He's their God. Their God. Others will find corner where they will be putting oil, where they will be pouring food or whatever. But in their own case, they made it open. God, you are my God. Will you this morning tell yourself that God, you have become my God. You have become my tabernacle. You are my God, my refuge. My source, my everything, my fortress. I have no strength. I have no might of mine. I have no other God. It is in you that I put my trust. That is God. That is how the Israelites cried to this God. They cried to God because they know he's their source. He's the only one that can answer them. And God did. Brethren, he did. Because God used that time to bring them over. He used that time, you know, to sort them out, to deliver them from their enemies. How will he do that? Shall we quickly open to Psalm 25? Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. They told him how he was doing them, how it was happening to them, how they were feeling, you know, how the thing was really run through their veins, their marrows and everything. That I will not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. God, that I'm crying unto you, Father, hear me and bring, oh God, your power to bear. I put my trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not the enemies triumph over me. He said, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. I quickly want us to move to 5. Say 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. Do you know what they are doing? They are placing demand on God, placing God, the word of God back to him. That God, you are my God. You are the God of my salvation. If they say I'm born again, if they say I'm a Christian, God, show yourself. Lead me in your truth. The Bible says the truth of this God is our shield and our buckler. It is to say, on you I wait all day. Have you find yourself waiting on God all day, turning over to God, telling him everything, releasing yourself to God at all times? That's what the Israelites did. At that time, they cried unto God. But verse 6, that's what they said. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy. They are placing the demand of God. They know you to be God of love. They know you to be God of tender mercies. They know you to be God who formed all things. Will you not at this time show me your mercy? That's what this one is telling us here. For they have been ever of old. They have been in times, they have been there in memory. No, back in those days, in those years. Will you not at this time remember me? Brethren, I'm just urging us to know that this is how to cry unto God. This is what they did in crying unto God. This is what they did in removing the Midianites from their ways, from their life, from their joy and their comfort. That God, will you not remember your loving kindness? That's why I said, look at the song that the choir rendered this morning. The overwhelming love, reckless love of God. Reckless love of God. That God, remember that your mercy is endured forever. Remember, oh God, that your loving kindness has been since time immemorial. Will you not pour it out unto me? Will you not release it unto me? God, remember it. That God, I am yours. Do not forsake me. Do not leave me. That's what this one is telling us this morning. We open up to Isaiah chapter 24. But before then, let's quickly open to Psalm 43. Psalms 43. Sorry, we're reading so many Bible portions, but I hope you are getting the story. We're coming along. We want to get to this God. We want to reach him. He's our God. I just read verse 3. It says, 44. For they got not the land. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword. At that time, the Israelites had sword. They had so many things, but it did not work for them. They couldn't even possess their land. He said, nor did their own harm save them. All the ammunitions, all the pillars they could have built, whatever they had, did not work for them. But it was your right hand. At this time, will you not open up your heart? He said, it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance. Can we just rise up and say, God, God, release your right hand unto me. Let it work for me. It has worked for some people before. It worked for the Israelites in overcoming their Midianite. Father, let me overcome my Midianite with your right hand. Let your right hand, oh God, be dropped down upon me. The Lord, it will not elude me, it will not evade me. That God, with your right hand, I will overcome my Midianite. I will overcome all these problems. I will overcome all these troubles coming my way. Today, Lord, that I will not toil in vain. Your right hand will be made available unto me. Your right hand will walk within me, oh God, and excavate and tread down every mountain. Bring down every valley. Lord, cause them to be exalted. Make every rough places, oh God, to be plain, to become smooth in my life. Lord, your right hand. Father, your right hand. God, your right hand. There was a time the pastor preached the right hand of God here. Can you bring that one to bear? And see it and see that connection. Oluwa gba mi, Oluwa, jeki owo otun re sise agbara ninu aye mi. Jeki owo otun re sise agbara lori ise mi. Lord, let your right hand walk, Father, Lord, in my home. Bring your joy, oh God, to bear. With your right hand, with your right hand, with your right hand. Lord, I need strength. Your arm, oh God, let it stand as my own strength. Let it stand, oh God, as my strength, as my pillar, Lord, that I will wait on. The pillar, Lord Jesus, that will hold me on. Yes, the pillar of my life. The pillar, Lord, that I will relax on, my repose. Your arm. Your arm, oh God. Your arm, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. That was why I said, this morning, you key into everything. He said, the light of your countenance. The Bible says that the darkness cannot stand in because of the light of the Lord. This is saying that the light of the countenance of the Lord saves this light. Will you key into it and let this light save yourself? Lord, let your light. Let your light, that first John that we read, verse 4. First John chapter 1, verse 4 says, and the light of the Lord in all these things. Father, let your light from heaven be released upon me. Let your light from heaven be released upon me, oh God. That, Lord, my path will be lightened. That my path will be lightened. My candle will be lightened, oh God. Every darkness will flee. Every darkness will flee away from me. Every darkness will vanish in the name of Jesus. All Midianite, every toiling, every labor that does not lead to fruitfulness, let them flee, oh God, because of the light of your countenance that you shine upon me in the name of Jesus. Shine this upon my home, upon my daughter, upon my son, oh God, upon my husband, upon my wife, in the name of Jesus. Upon all my businesses, Father, Lord, upon my academics, for me to have wisdom, knowledge, understanding, for me, oh God, to become your eternal excellence. Lord, release your light, the light of your countenance, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I desire this. I'm crying unto you. They cried at the midnight. The midnight of they overcame their midnight. The midnight gave way. Oluwa, shanu mi Oluwa. Jeki owo otun re sise agbara. Lord, let your hand work for me. Let your light, oh God, Lord, shine and illuminate my path. Lord, bring light unto me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Shall be seated. And the last one said, Because you favored them. Because God favored the Israelites. Are you also crying out for the favor of God this morning? Do you really want to position yourself for the favor of God? That one takes me back to what we did during prayer meeting, I mean workers' prayer meeting. If you want to be favored by this God, then you must be willing. That was the message this morning. Be willing to yield yourself as the instrument. He said, they set standards. That was Numbers 2:17. They set standards for them. This is my position. I must man my position. What are you doing for this God? He favored them. He did not even. In crying out to God, they told him. And he heard them. He did not just hear them. He favored them. Are you crying for this favor? Then you position yourself. Then you'll be willing, you know, to let loose. Not for anything, but for this God. That God, I have come. God, I have come. I'm not going anywhere. I become your vessel. Lord, I become your inheritance. Lord, you have become my habitation. Favor me. Favor me. Favor me, oh Lord, that I will overcome my Midianites. In the name of Jesus. I said we should open to Isaiah. We're rounding up. I want us to really key into this and pray it. I'm taking this home. Say it to yourself. I'm taking this home. I'm taking this home. I'm not going empty-handed. I'm taking this home. In the name of Jesus. See, I start from 6. Please, let's read the early parts. They are so relevant. But I start from verse 6. Isaiah 25:6. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces. A feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And it will destroy in this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people. That's what the Midianite brought, you know. And the veil that is spread over all the nations. The pandemic. Have you heard it? That it will not touch me, it will not touch my household. It will not touch anybody that surrounds me, none of my family members. Nobody in that generation gospel will go with anything pandemic. In the name of Jesus. He says the Lord will remove. He will remove all this from the surface of the from all nations. And he says, he will swallow up death forever. What else? Hallelujah. The Lord will swallow up death forever. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. What is it that has been causing your tears? That has been causing you to weep and weep, whether in the corner or in the open. The Lord is here to swallow up death. He's here to wipe away tears from all faces. He didn't say from men. He didn't say from women. From all faces, whether women, whether children, adults, or whoever. The rebuke of his people, he will take away from all the earth. Praise the Lord. Do you know what he's talking about? No? I searched for it in Yoruba. He said, Yosi mu egan eniyan re kuro ni gbogbo aye. I don't know that report. I don't know that reproach that you have been carrying, that you don't want to share it with God, that God, take it away from me. I don't want this reproach. Lord, remove this reproach. It is not my passion. He said, the rebuke of it, it will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. Who else or whose voice do you want to hear? God has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo! That's verse 9. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him. That is, it is worthwhile to serve this God. It worth it to wait on God. It worth it to cry unto this God. The
This is the Lord.
We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Praise the Lord. This is what I say. I said we are going to take this one home. We want to now rise up on our feet. We pray into this. We are not just reading it. We have not just read it for fun. We start from verse 1, from verse 6. Can we go back? We're praying to it line by line. We're taking it home. We're taking it home. That God, on this Abundant Life Chapel, that is my own mountain, O Lord. Father, on this land, on this ground that I'm standing today, Father, Lord, he said, for all people, a feast of choice pieces. In KJV, he said, the Lord of all make unto all people a feast of fat things. Fat things. Today, oh Lord, satisfy me with your fatness. Can we begin to pray? Lord, satisfy me with your fatness. Lord, satisfy me with your fatness. That I will be satisfied. I will no longer thirst. I will no longer go hungry. But that God, you will satisfy me on this mountain. Today, that which will feed me, that which will feed my home, that which will feed my family, Lord, satisfy me with them. I need all those. Lord, satisfy me. You did it in the life of these people. You did it before. You released unto them a feast of wines on the lees. Don't let me all lack. It is you that gives strength for me to make wealth. You gave it to people of old. Give me strength to make wealth. Give me the brilliant ideas. Grant me open doors. Lord, satisfy me with fatness. Satisfy me with fatness. In the name of Jesus. If a fat thing is full of marrow, of wines on the leaves, well refined. Lord, Lord, release unto me satisfaction. Release unto me fatness. Release unto me, oh God, open doors. Oh God, we're creating effort. Lord, we're creating ideas. Open doors unto me, God. That Lord, Lord, I will not just be, but Father, I will live with your satisfaction. I will live, oh God, with you, God, releasing your fatness into me. In the name of Jesus. Father, satisfy me. In my work, satisfy me. In my spiritual life, satisfy me. In my physical life, Lord, satisfy me. Lord, in my home, oh God, satisfy us as a family. Satisfy my husband, satisfy my wife, satisfy my children, both male and female, oh God. Satisfy them, oh God. Satisfy all my family members. In the name of Jesus, let strength, oh God, be created into us. That Lord, Lord, we will not lack anything good. You are my son. You are my shield, oh God. You will give me glory. Father, you will give grace. Grace. Grace, oh God, to be satisfied. Lord, release unto me. Release unto my children. Release unto my spouse. Release unto my church. Release unto me, oh Lord. Lord, grace. Grace, oh God, that will make me, oh God, to be satisfied. Release unto me. To be satisfied physically and spiritually, release unto me in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your satisfaction in the name of Jesus. Father, do it in my life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We move to second one. It will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering. Cast over all people, all those Midianite veil. Begin to remove it. That fear that is killing them. They said this is how it is. Those are the veils. Those are the covering that you are carrying all about. That which will not let me serve God as I need to. Lord, remove from me. Remove fear. Remove untold things from my life. Remove untold questions. Remove it from my life. Father, Lord, I have come unto you. I come to realize that thou, oh Lord, are the Lord my deliverer. In the course of our 3 days fasting and praying. Remember we had that? That God is our Micah 5:9 too. That God will lift up our hand up upon our adversaries. Those are the things that God is removing here. I just don't want to be quoting those scriptures. They are so relevant. That God, Oh, you see, thy hand shall be lifted up upon thy adversary, and all thy enemies shall be cut off. He said he will remove covering. Lord, let them be cut off. Let them be cut off from me. Let all this covering be removed from me. I don't want them. I reject them. I renounce them this moment in the name of Jesus. For I know I'm going to yearn into satisfaction as you are granting this unto me in the name of Jesus. Father, remove covering. Lord, remove mountains. Destroy them by your power. In the name of Jesus. The veil that is spread all over the nation. Lord, remove all the sicknesses. All the pandemic they are talking about. All the lack on insecurity. Remove from my way. Remove from this nation, Nigeria. Remove rather from my home or from my surroundings. Remove, oh God, from my community. Remove veil sicknesses. Remove from my way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, remove, remove, remove. And do you know what? In verse 8, that Lord begin to swallow death in victory. For me, oh God, swallow death. That deadly thing, begin to mention it to God. The deadly thing. God swallows you up in victory. Now, you sickness, you tiredness, you weakness, you blockage in my face, in my heart, the Lord swallows you up in victory. The Lord swallows you up in victory. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes you. Go again. All you reproach, be swallowed up by the power of the Lord. Be swallowed up by the might of God. Be swallowed up and be removed from me. In the name of Jesus. It is not my portion. It is not my own. And so I reject you. I renounce you. God wipes it away from me. God wipes tears from me, from my life, from my home, from all my endeavors. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you barrenness. Oh, you sickness. Whatever is your name, the Lord rebuke you right now. The Lord swallows off everything of death. In the name of Jesus. The rebuke of the Lord comes upon you. The destruction of the Lord comes upon you. I release the judgment of God upon you. Oh, you man, Midianite. Oh, you sorrow, pain, joy. Because the Lord has spoken it. Say it, I have my deliverance. Today I have my deliverance. My deliverer has spoken it. God has spoken it. God has spoken it. He has swallowed up death in victory. For me, for my entire family, for my entire household, for the entire seed generation, God's hearted. The Lord has swallowed up death in victory. So we are victorious. So we are victorious. Indre bo sotoli and traba shantalia. Yagado skolobo santolobo suntrobo kushi. Min tele bo sutolia. Min traba baba. Urakali and trebo shantalia. The Lord has spoken it, Lord. I came to your word. I came to your word of deliverance. I came to your word of deliverance. Father, I take over. In the name of Jesus. Indre bo sotolia. I live above my Midianites. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And do you know what? The last one. Tell him, God, I've waited for you. I enter into your reckless love. Lord, I've waited for you. It is worthwhile for me to have waited on you, O God. I enter into your overwhelming love. This week and beyond. Throughout this year, O God, and throughout my lifetime, I enter into your love. Your love sweeps me over. Your love soothes my life. Your love, oh God, prepares me and makes way. And makes way for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh Lord. Blessed be your name. Oluwa eshe fun ore re. Oluwa eshe fun anu re. Oluwa eshe o. Eshe Oluwa o baba.
Fun ore re. Bless your name, Lord Jehovah, our buckler, Lord, our strength, the Lord, our shield, the Lord, our refuge, the Lord, our defense, the Lord, our salvation. Your right hand, O God, performeth great wonders. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because by the right hand, your right hand and your arm, Lord Jehovah God, you destroy the Midianites. Lord, we thank you, faithful Father, because we've run unto you. Today, Lord, we've come to seek, Lord, a place of refuge in your presence. We come to dwell in your presence. We've declared that, Lord, you indeed, you will be our shield and our refuge. Almighty God, you will be our sustenance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you have been our sustenance, Heavenly Father, today we declare that we overcome all our Midianites. We overcome them. All manner of oppression. All manner of frustrations, we overcome them by the power of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, this morning, Lord, as many, oh Lord, that the enemy has been trampling upon their blessings. Oh Lord, as many, oh Lord, that the enemy has been harvesting their blessings. Lord, as many, oh God, that the enemy has not permitted, Lord, them, oh, has not permitted them, oh God, to enjoy their harvest. Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today, by your power, you will cut all manner of Midianites. You will cut them off in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the stronghold of the Midianites, wherever they are hiding, let their stronghold be demolished. In the name of Jesus. This morning, Heavenly Father, by the reason of your grace and your anointing, we decree that by the name of our Lord Jesus, everything that looks like Midianites, operation of Midianites in everyone's life, in this assembly, in our land, in our family, Lord, in Nigeria, today we cry unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you will destroy them. Lord, you will destroy them. Lord, we 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 destroy them. They shall not rise again. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, by your might and power that swallowed death, it's your power swallowed death in victory. So today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree every appearance of death around any life, any threat of death, any threat of agent of death, agent of sicknesses, poverty, hardship, trouble, frustration, affliction, arrow of the wicked, oh Lord, enslavement, oppression, whatsoever they are, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are swallowed up in victory. You are swallowed up in victory. You are swallowed up in victory. In the name of Jesus, you are swallowed up. You are swallowed up in victory in the name of Jesus. Father, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree that your people are set free to serve you. We are set free, Lord, to serve you in truth, in fear, in righteousness, in obedience. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For a time of refreshing has come upon your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, King of Glory, as your people possess the land. And there shall no more, O God, cry. No more weeping. No more sorrow. No more frustrations. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory. We worship you. Thank you very much for your servant you have used. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will replenish her. Holy Spirit, you will refill her again. That, Lord, our service will continue. Lord, and you will increase our strength more and more in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name forever. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Shall we put our hands together for our Lord Jesus Christ?